Welcome to the 2022 Annual Meeting of Stockholders of Waste Management, Incorporated. I am Tom Weidemeyer, Chairman of the Board. I will also be serving as chairman of this meeting. Due to continuing public health concerns posed by COVID-19, we are conducting our annual stockholder meeting virtually, and we appreciate you joining us on this platform. Available on the virtual meeting platform is a copy of our agenda and the rules of conduct that will govern this meeting. We will conduct the business portion of the meeting first, and we'll answer questions at the end of the meeting. As explained in the rules of conduct, questions must be relevant to the business of the company or this annual meeting and of interest to stockholders in general. Please confine questions to one subject at a time. Multiple questions on the same subject may be summarized and answered together. To allow a fair opportunity for stockholders to ask questions, we will limit each stockholder to two questions. We may not be able to answer every question submitted. If a stockholder has a question that is not answered during this meeting, we invite you to contact WM's Senior Director of Investor Relations, Mr. Ed Egl, after the meeting at 713-265-1656 or eegl@wm.com. Please note that today's meeting is being recorded on behalf of WM. However, no one attending this meeting is permitted to use any recording device. I would like to thank each of our independent nominees for attending our annual meeting. Joining us today are the following senior executives of WM, and they will be available to address questions at the end of the meeting. John Morris, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer. Devina Rankin, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. Charles Becker, Executive Vice President, Corporate Development and Chief Legal Officer, and Tamla Oates-Forney, Senior Vice President and Chief People Officer. WM's President and Chief Executive Officer, Jim Fish, had planned to be in attendance, but woke up this morning with the stomach flu and won't be able to be with us in person this morning. We wish Jim a quick recovery and expect him to return to work later this week. Also in attendance and available to answer questions today are Susanna Abbott and Philip Jeffries with Ernst & Young, the company's independent registered public accounting firm. Finally, we welcome Rhonda Carroll, who has been appointed on behalf of Broadridge Financial Solutions to act as Inspector of Election for today's meeting. To commence the business portion of our meeting, I will ask Courtney Tippy, our Corporate Secretary, whether today's meeting has been duly called.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Notice and proxy materials for today's stockholder meeting have been provided to our stockholders with a record date of March 15th, 2022. Ms. Carroll reports the stockholders owning at least a majority of the outstanding shares entitled to vote are present in person or by proxy. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, a quorum is present and today's meeting is duly called.
Thank you. The notice for this meeting having been duly made and a quorum present, this meeting is called to order for business. We have four items of business for today's meeting. The first item is the election of nine directors. All of the director nominees are currently serving as directors, including myself. The additional nominees are Jim Fish, Andreas Gluski, Victoria Holt, Kathleen Mazzarella, Sean Menke, William Plummer, John Pope, and Mary Rose Sylvester. Please see pages 15-19 of the company's proxy statement available by link on the virtual meeting platform for additional information about the nominees' background, experience, and committee positions. The other items of business are to ratify the appointment of Ernst & Young as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for 2022, to approve on an advisory basis the company's executive compensation, and to vote on a stockholder proposal regarding a civil rights audit if properly presented. The company's and the proponent's positions on the stockholder proposal are set forth on pages 50 to 52 of your proxy statement. I understand that Dan Willett is joining us today representing the International Brotherhood of Teamsters General Fund and would like to make a statement on the stockholder proposal. Mr. Willett, you may begin.
Good morning. My name is Dan Willett, and I'm speaking on behalf of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters General Fund, owner of 143 shares of our company's stock. I am speaking in favor of item 4, calling for a third-party audit of our company's civil rights impact and a report of that audit to be made publicly available. We share management's positive view of our engagement on item 4. We still have a concern. Our company states that a Big Four accounting firm will review our company's practices and assist in setting future goals. If this consultation is about critiquing past efforts and not in itself a sustainability report, then item 4 is a statement to our company and the Big Four accounting firm that any plan for the future should include an ongoing third-party audit and a report of that audit to be made available to the public. Please vote for item 4. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Willett. The polls are open for voting. If there is any stockholder who has registered to participate in today's meeting using their 16-digit control number and who has not submitted his or her proxy, or who wishes to withdraw his or her proxy and vote in person, please do so now by clicking on the Vote Here button on your screen. Stockholders who have sent in proxies or submitted a proxy via telephone or internet and do not want to change their vote do not need to take any further action. As we allow time for voting, I'd like to remind you that some of the statements made in response to stockholder questions today may be forward-looking statements based on current expectations or opinions about future periods. Such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially. Please see the risk factors in the company's most recent Form 10-K, available on the investors page at www.wm.com for a discussion of some of these risks and uncertainties. I hereby declare voting closed. I will now ask our corporate secretary to report on the voting results.
I have been advised by the Inspector of Elections that the ballot count confirms that each of the 9 nominated directors has been elected. The stockholders have ratified Ernst & Young LLP as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for 2022, and the company's executive compensation has been approved. Additionally, the stockholder proposal has been approved. The final voting results will be published in the company's Form 8-K that will be filed within 4 business days of this meeting.
This concludes the formal business portion of the annual meeting. We will now open the meeting to stockholder questions pursuant to the rules of conduct for the meeting. Any stockholder who has registered to participate in today's meeting using their 16-digit control number may enter a question using the virtual meeting platform. Questions will not be visible to other attendees.
Emily Pichelieu, Senior Director of Financial Reporting and Analysis for WM, will read any questions submitted and direct them to John Morris, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, to take the lead on responding. We'll review the portal now for any questions that have been submitted. Seeing that there have been no questions submitted, this concludes the stockholder question portion of the meeting.
We have concluded all of the business set forth in the Notice of 2022 Annual Meeting of Stockholders and Proxy Statement. The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you for attending.
This now concludes the meeting. Thank you for joining, and have a pleasant day.